Cruz, claim no direct evidence of Joe Biden involvement in corruption, a flat-out lie. By Jeff Poor on September 13, 2023. On Tuesday's broadcast of FNC's Hannity, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, said there was both circumstantial and direct evidence of corruption linked to President Joe Biden regarding his family's business dealings. The Texas Republican called it a flat-out lie to claim otherwise. "I think today was a very significant day," he said. "Today, the House of Representatives announced they're formally opening an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. I think that's exactly the right thing for them to do. I've been calling on the House to do this for many months now. And, you know, one of the interesting ways to assess what's going on is to look at the Biden White House's shifting stories. And you played quite a bit of this in your monologue. Started off with Joe Biden saying, 'I've never talked with my son about any of his overseas business dealings.' Turns out that was a lie. Their next story was, 'I've never done business with my son in his overseas business dealings.' Turns out that was a lie. You know, the latest talking points Democrats are trying to trot out in response to this impeachment inquiry is there is no direct evidence of Joe's involvement in the corruption," Cruz continued. "So they've pretty much given up on Hunter. Yeah, Hunter's corrupt as the day's long, but there's no direct evidence of Joe's involvement. That's what they're saying. Now, that's a flat-out lie, too, but let me break it down in two pieces. Number one, and in a trial, in a legal proceeding, there are two types of evidence. There's direct evidence and circumstantial evidence. Now, what is circumstantial evidence? I'll give you an example. If you go to sleep tonight and you look outside the window, and you go to sleep, and the street is clean, and you wake up in the morning, and you look out the window, and there is snow covering the ground, that is circumstantial evidence that during the night, it snowed," Cruz explained, "but you know what? It's pretty damn good evidence, circumstantial evidence. People are convicted and sent to jail every day of the week based on circumstantial evidence. Circumstantial evidence is you draw inferences from the circumstances. That's compared to direct evidence. Direct evidence is testimony from someone who said, 'I saw it snowing last night.' That's direct evidence. There's at least two instances of direct evidence of Joe's corruption. Number one, you played on this show, which is Joe Biden's admission in front of the Council on Foreign Relations that he held $1 billion of U.S. taxpayer debt loan guarantees hostage in order to force the firing of the Ukrainian prosecutor who was investigating the Ukrainian oligarch. That is one of the critical elements of bribery, of the quid pro quo," he added. Quid pro quo, as you know, is Latin for this for that. The that Joe Biden has admitted to that is direct evidence that he's admitted to. The only question is there the quid? Is there the $5 to $10 million of payments? Now, on that, there is circumstantial evidence. There are the $1 million plus of payments to the Biden family. And there is also the consistent pattern of obstruction and covering it up, which in any court of law you would draw a negative inference from. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.